It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So Trap Your Kelpie is the project of Tim Dusto. I've been a fan of Tim's for a while. He used to be in a really great project from Wellington called West Coast Bullies. And since his relocation to Auckland, it's been a pleasure seeing him perform week in and week out. He's also joined by lovely friend Ben as well. This is just funny because both Ben and Tim are my mates, and so I'm very happy to be joined by both of them. There's a bit of shuffling going around in the studio. You all good, Tim? I know we were a little on the nose. Yeah?
Good.
Tim's good. Bass is on. Just gonna make sure everything. I'm also doing cameras. I've got a second Ben. You know Ben Zambo. He's here filming. We're filming this. You hear that? It's the shutter opening. Just gonna make sure I'm in bloody focus.
There's a big lens.
Big lens, just for you, Ben.
See so far inside it.
I got my eye on you. So I think we're gonna have a couple songs, then we're gonna have a chat. We're gonna have one final song, as is the way we do it in Live and Direct. So, yeah, take it away.
Thank you.
to live forever? You guys, my name is Alan Resnick, and I'm so excited to be here. I found the secret to eternal life, and I found it on my Lapbook Pro. Now, you're looking at me, and you're saying, Alan, you are so smart, you are so small. What is your origin tale? Well, it all started 2 years ago. Me and Janet were having a bit of a lover's quarrel, and she's got me sleeping on the couch. Now, I don't mind. I'm fine with it. I'm snoozing, and I'm having a dream. I'm in a foggy meadow, and in the distance, I hear a voice calling me, Alan, Alan. Just like that. And the fog clears to reveal a beautiful, nude woman. And she's saying, Alan, I'm ready for you. Put your dirt in me. And I'm thinking, whoa, 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 hold on a minute. I'm in enough trouble with the wife as it is. This is the last thing I need. But I do it anyways. And right as I'm about to seal the deal, out of nowhere, I get shot with a gun. And it completely, completely destroyed my face. And that's how I got my fantastic idea. What if I could back myself up like my best favorite MP3 file? Or like a TIFF or a PDF?
As I try, there will always exciting than Turbo Hopper is Aero Turbo Hopper, the hottest off-road action you've ever seen. It leaps into the air because it's radio controlled, go anywhere, do anything, fun and speed. Yahoo! Over rocks and through the mud. Real turbo racing action. You just hit the turbo power to make the pass and win. Aero Turbo Hopper and Turbo Hopper, only from Tyco RC.
Nanny Fight BFM live and direct. Trapdoor Kelpie live in the BFM studio. How are we going to do this microphone wise? I can't remember. Are we going to have effects on it or are we going to go dry?
I can take them off. Is it? Hey.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Tim? Hello. Oh, yeah.
Are we sharing? What are we? What's the plan? You just need a bit more level there, Tim. Actually, Tim, how about you use this one? Sorry. So rude. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'll use this one.
Sweet. Sweet.
That was fantastic. Sweet. That was so great.
Thank you.
I mean, I've seen you perform with a few different people over the time. Where do we find you with Trapdoor Kelpie at the moment?
Nowhere. We did a track with... Ooh, that's auto-tuned as. We did a track with Double Double, and it's like on the end of one of his EPs.
Yeah.
It's like really out of place. You should be able to tell which one it is.
That's,
but it was real cool that he got us to put it on there.
It's kind of our agenda at the moment. It's just getting out of place.
Awkward placements and lineups, yeah.
Yeah.
But nah, Liam's one of my good friends, so... It was cool that he got us to do that.
It can be awkward with good friends.
Yeah, that's the only really recording that we have that you can hear, I think.
I was going to say, and I did mention that at the start, you don't record.
I hate it.
Tim has so many songs.
Hold on, but so you don't release, but do you record at home? Do you have songs that you just don't share?
Tim's going to die one day and it's going to be like a gold rush.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
The Dusto Estate will start releasing EPs every 6 months.
They're not like songs like they'd release on like an album or anything. They're just like, it's mostly so people know how to play the songs when I play with people. And I send them the track, it's like, it kind of goes like this. But you know, you figure it out on the day. It's just the easiest way.
And so what kind of, I mean, those two songs that you just played then, what were they called?
Track two,
which is the second one.
Yeah, intro.
Yeah, so
good naming.
And thanks. Then the next one is track three / outro.
Yeah.
Ben, you got noted that down for the video. what kind of sounds are you guys going? Like, what kind of? Actually, before I even ask about sounds. Can we talk about gear that you're using? How are you generating these sounds?
So mine's just all MIDI. Yeah, it's all MIDI stuff. Yeah, nothing crazy. It's like a microkorg, but it's not even being used as a microkorg. I always get asked about it, but
it's just like, being used to
the MIDI control. I feel like this is the biggest joke in town. But I don't know. I don't know really much about it. Apparently it sounds kind of cool, but I've never really used it, so just was what I had.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then Ben, you were making some non-bass sounds with a bass, right?
Yeah, Tim has this eventide harmonizer pitch factor thing, and it's quite good at getting away from the pitch that the bass generally wants to be at, and you put a bit of distortion and stuff on there, but it sounds nice and different.
It doesn't. Different being the key word. Mm-hmm. That was so fantastic, those two songs. So what kind of sounds are you trying to... What kind of sounds excite you at the moment, Tim?
Japan?
I don't know, yeah. Disaster Radio, who's playing? He is my favorite person, I think, to ever watch live. And I'm surprised people in Auckland have hardly seen him, and I don't know why.
He never comes up.
Really?
It's really rare to see Disaster Radio.
Oh, man. If you get a chance to see him, I don't know what day he's playing, but it's at Whammy Fest day.
Is that Whammy Fest? I think it's Friday night.
It'll be good. I promise. Yeah.
It's going to be really
good.
Yeah,
I second that. I support it.
He's dope, yeah. I don't know, sounds-wise. Just whatever you're listening to.
Are you... the sounds that you're triggering, the MIDI... So there aren't samples involved, or...?
Yeah, there's samples. Do you want to play Guess the Samples?
Of course. Everyone at home? 309-3879 is the number to call. How about you call in, and we'll put you to air. Everyone can hear you, and then you can guess the sample that Tim makes.
There's two.
All right. You wanna crack it open? If anyone wants to call in, lines are open. The lines are hot. As long as you're not the Waitangi guy. Tell that story for another time. 309-3879, number to call. All right, Tim, fire it up.
Moral of the story is donate to Girls Rock Camp and don't be a dick.
Yeah, please. So this is a sound. So this is Guess the MIDI, right?
No, you have to guess the last note. No, you can guess the sample on this one, but this isn't a sample, so you have to guess when it starts coming in.
Are you about to play a song?
Oh, is that what you wanted?
No.
Oh, you want me to play the track?
I wanted you to play a bloody sample, so we could
Right, I see what you mean.
Oh, come on.
This bit almost gives away. Oh, these guitars. It's obvious.
Is it one of those?
This Auckland, can you...
My gosh.
I can't even remember what song it is.
It's not so it's like a, I feel like it's like a, like one of those like bombastic 80s hip hop songs. No?
Yeah.
No? Oh, put your mic a bit close to you, Tim.
I'll probably turn it off now.
Oh, yeah.
This is amateur hour. Ooh, yeah. Whoa.
Let's go. Whoa.
There we go.
The band's called Daughters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Obvious.
What's the
go
song?
Go check out Daughters.
I don't know.
It's like this second album. Off this second album.
John Mayer's got a song called Daughters. It's definitely not that.
Yeah, I could probably Spotify it later.
No, you're all
my
good,
computer
mate.
Computer will crash otherwise.
So how did you get the idea to take bits from another, like, bits from that song? Is that song, like...
It's not ideas, yeah. You just throw stuff until it sticks, pretty much. How'd you come up with that? Threw it and it looked good, yeah.
Sorted.
Yeah, that's the secret, eh? Just make stuff. People will tell you you suck, and then you just keep making stuff. I've got so many people that don't, like, they want to make music, but people are like, nah, your music sucks. It's like, who cares? Just make your music. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it comes back to why you do it, right?
Yeah, had it. Fun. That's all it's for, really.
How did you get into music?
I think maybe through Reese, mostly. Like, actually properly playing music. I used to actually really love music, like, would actually listen to it all the time, constantly, like, mining the internet for songs.
Okay.
Sorry, Ben, we'll just get you to move your microphone.
Nah, just once it's like you, once you've heard a lot of music, it starts to become quite normal, and so you just get a little not as interested. But yeah, if you mine a lot of songs, there's so much cool music, but it kind of runs out eventually, in a way.
Can we just jump back to that point you made that it was Reese from West Coast Bullies, and you would have seen him when he, like, we're both from the Hawke's Bay, you would have seen him when he was playing in Bigfoot the Massive.
Yeah, like Upheld. Once people forget that.
Sorry.
You should actually check out Bigfoot the Massive as well. That's dope. I'll listen to Bigfoot the Massive and I'll listen to Disaster Radio.
I'm trying to tee up Bigfoot the Massive.
New video.
He's coming back December. And I'm probably going to play some shows with them. So
yeah, we're going to try to tee that up. But Upheld was this like metalcore band that he used to play in. They were very big in the East Coast hardcore scene.
So
they released an album.
I got one of their t-shirts actually from an op shop. Yeah.
Whoa.
About 5 years
ago. Whoa. Yeah.
So someone got tired of them.
T-shirts turning up at op shops. That's a high level of success. Yeah.
Hey, I've only just looked at the text machine. Someone tried to guess that that sample was Thirsty and Miserable by Black Flag.
Oh, I don't know that song. I'm going to check it out though.
That'll be your next album.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Dirty Projectors do like a whole album of like Black Flag one time.
Yes, from memory.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So it's all kind of wrong, but but there's enough. You know, there's enough to kind of be like, oh yeah, that's it, and then it gets interesting.
True. I'll check it out. I'll check out the original album. I don't know. I don't go that far back usually into music. Sometimes it's my brother's music, I think.
Oh yeah.
Black Flag punk music. Is that punk?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
That's very.
I don't know. People are sensitive about genres sometimes. I'm like, I don't know. I have vague genres.
So what kind of genre? No, I'm definitely not going down that path. I mean, talking about, you're just going to be keeping it fun for the future, right? Like, what's going to happen?
I don't know.
You're moving to Japan.
Yeah, well, I'm going for a holiday first, and if I hate it, then I'm not going to move there.
Very sensible.
But yeah, I'm going to go meet some friends over there, see how it goes.
Play some music.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't actually think about music that much. Like, I mostly play shows and people like ask me to play shows. Like, I don't really like actively. Like, you pretty much book me for shows. Bridge books me for shows. Sometimes Nelson books me for shows. That's the only time I ever play. Like, I don't really like play many gigs. Or when Reese has asked me to play a show, so it'll be cool.
It's always wonderful to see you perform, Tim. And I'm so stoked that we're going to have video of this up in in the coming weeks. Thank you for letting us capture this. Ben, before we move your microphone down, this track is called
Track 3, outro.
Hey, Trap Drill Kelpie, thank you so much for coming in. We're just gonna judge everything, make sure we're all in the, make sure we've all got, you know, everything where we need it, everything where we want it. I'm gonna make sure I'm in focus, and we'll go from there. 95 BFM.
break a sweat.
Clear the stage.
ダメージと多額の借金を残して。
That was live and direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
Hip-hop virtuoso, captivating, musical maverick, very, very good rapper Vince Staples is coming to Auckland for one live all-ages show, and BFM wants you to be there. Stay tuned to 95BFM all this week for your chance to win tickets. Vince Staples, live and all-ages at the Power Station, Saturday, January 13th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster. Marvelous.
Blue shoes with the blue suede. Blue suede, the blue suede, the blue suede.
Can we stop rowing? Where are we?
Shh. Look, it's a gold-crested barrel-aged porter. Magnificent.
Is that a reticulated IPA?
Sure is. Drink it in.
Wait! Leave only footprints.
Well, one less Huntley chocolate porter, free and wild.
Take a voyage of discovery down to Hopscotch Beer Co., an inner-city off-license with 30 constantly changing brews on tap. Fill a flagon with something good. Hopscotch Beer Co. Come see what's on tap at 2x2 Shattuck Street, Eden Terrace, or online at hopscotch.co.nz.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Balls. Thank you.
I'm bad at hate, I got a bad heart. I'm bad at love. I'm bad at hate, I got a bad I just want one more beautiful thing in my life. When it's alive full enough that it stops needing so much. I'm a bird of vertigo. Half of my heart is on the road. I just wanted to hold you, but I got too stoned. I'm bad at love. I'm bad at hate, I got a bad heart. I'm bad at love. I'm bad at hate, I got a bad self-consciousness. The shitty things about me are just as real as the ones you like to think of. I'm bad at love. I'm bad at hate. I got a bad. Hopeless.
95 BFM. Wellington artist Finn Johansson with Bad Heart, taken from the Mimi Cry mixtape 3, which you can find at mimicryjournal.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play a few songs off this throughout the rest of the show. It came out late last month. See you, Trap Rock LP. Because it is a fantastic release, and unfortunately I was away when it came out. Yeah, so more on that in a moment. First, though, e whakarongo ana koe ki Freaky the Hippie.
Freak the Sheep.
Water are a new Auckland group. Lots of musicians who you've seen perform before, all in this group. Musicians from Poor You, Poor Me, Racket, Surf City, Bozo, Eyes No Eyes, Nai Nai Express. There's heaps of them. And they've just released a new, new album, 7 songs long. Called Enjoy. Oscar is on the line to tell us more. Good evening, Oscar.
Good evening, Zach. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to have you on the line.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
So Water kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, so...
but it's been like in the pipeline for a while, though, hasn't it?
Yes, for sure. Like, what happened was, like, a year ago, I actually had a wonderful son called Wolf, and obviously I had to kind of like take a little bit of a break from playing heaps and heaps of shows, and we had a bit of something with Rackets, which like I took a break for a little while, or for like as long as it takes or whatever, just a little bit of, you know, not doing anything for the minute. And then just formed a band with some lovely people. So we got like Mike Ellis, who used to play in Surf City. We got Ricky Sutton, who's played in tons of bands, Couchmaster and Eyes No Eyes, and Mason Ferry, who's one of the greatest drummers and the coolest dudes, and then Vince, who used to play in Rackets with me as well. And yeah, just said like to the dudes, it's like, you guys keen to practice every Tuesday for, I don't know, from 4 to 10 at night and just see what happens and write some songs together. And my whole idea was like release an album first and then play some shows after that, and people like the music and they come to the shows, I suppose.
Yeah. True. No, and that's the most sensible way. I always feel like a trap that bands fall into, I don't know, it depends on how people want to do it, but I reckon that people always fall into the trap of playing like heaps of shows with no music out, and I feel like it sometimes hinders a group, whereas if you can get anything out, any recordings out at the start, I think it's a huge help. You guys released a whole album, so...
Yeah, we tried it. Well, it's a 7-track album, but it's, you know, there's some long songs on there, I suppose.
You're seasoned pros.
What's that, sorry?
You're seasoned pros, so I guess, you know.
We've been doing it for a wee while, for sure, but yeah. But it was still tricky, man, because, you know, we didn't have the same infrastructure that we used to have, so we just tried recording with different people and stuff. But I totally agree with what you said before. Like, that was a whole trap I didn't want to fall into, because all the other bands I've played in previous, you, like... spend so much time practicing for the shows that you play that you never like work on the songs and just focus on recording the album. And I just realized, like, you know, the world's moved forward and everyone, you know, it's recorded music or songs. It's like, that's how people enjoy music. So I just wanted to focus on that before playing shows. And yeah, I played I played just so many damn shows. I was kind of getting like a little bit burnt out on it as well, you know, so.
I know, I hear you. Hey, can we go back to your practice regimen? 4 to 10. Do you guys get a dinner break? How does that?
Oh, for sure. We have a dinner break. And then it was actually so amazing because Rick and Morty was out a little while ago. So we watched the new episode of Rick and Morty. We'd all not watch it on Monday and then all watch it after our dinner break. And it was just like, fuck, it was the best day. I love it so much. Because also having a kid, like, I don't have that much time to do stuff. So, like, my Tuesday 4 to 10 is just like, just like means the world to me, you know? So it's always good to have some really nice lads, and we like the guys are the best dudes in the whole world, love them so much. And we just have like a nice dinner break and hang out, watch a TV show, play some cards, and get back into it for a few more hours. It's just the best. But we try and like record everything that we jam, and I was just like just listening through and trying to work on stuff when I could at home and things like that. So it's just moving, adapting to a new schedule with children was a bit, or a child is pretty intense. So yeah. It's a buzzy feeling having an album out. It's one of the most freeing feelings in the world, for sure.
Well, it's a bloody good record.
Good, you like it.
There's a... On the Bandcamp, enjoywater.bandcamp.com, on the album cover, there's a building, quite a grand-looking building.
Yeah, so that's the building that we can see. There's like a little porch we practice like above Tanuki's Cave on Queen Street at a place called Tone Exchange with Darren and Ben, who run it. They're the best dudes ever. Darren actually tracked our album, so we recorded it at our practice space. And there's like a little like steel sort of scaffolding sort of thing at the top of the fire escape. That's where you go out there and have cigarettes or whatever. And there's that building is just